Hi, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Will.
And you know what? One thing that we forgot to mention during the show, and this is very important to us, because these are the people that keep this show running, and these are the people that help us get the really cool guests, like, for example, Grant Wilson, who was on the show tonight. Before you listen to this archive, I want to just get somebody's name out there who I think is very important, who was responsible for getting Grant on the show tonight, and that was Nicole Leader, who is a real good friend of the show. It's Marcus Leader's daughter. And she worked her butt off to get Grant on Ghostly Talk. It's something that when you're in this business and you're busting your butt all night long, sometimes you forget things. And I personally, and I know Doug and Will feel the same way, we just wanted to say thank you to Nicole for helping us out and being, you know, being part of the team.
Right, and don't forget to visit leaderresearch.com for all the latest news and goodies over at the Leaders.
Also check out Marcus's show, The Shaman's Brew. That's Marcus's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great stuff going on over there. I just wanted to say thank you to Nicole Leader for helping us out and being such a great person. It was something we forgot to say during the broadcast, but you know we write these notes down, but then you're jamming, you're bumping around, and you just forget things.
But one thing's for sure, it was a really good time.
It was a really good time.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
So enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy this special edition. Or this. Well, they're all special, aren't they? I think they're all special.
I think so.
Enjoy this Ghostly Talk. My God, yeah, I am so enthused right now.
I had no sleep all weekend.
Why?
And
you were partying like a rock star.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah, it was a weekend long festivity or something.
Well, it was your brother's birthday, wasn't it?
Technically on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Which you celebrated this weekend.
All weekend. All right. It was nasty.
All weekend.
Yeah, it was not the best for my body, but that's all right. So I come in here. I'm dog tired, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Completely.
I'm a wreck. I did 12 hours today. So if that's any indication of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm pretty crusty right now.
But then when you hear the Scott Kearns song,
fantastic
theme song,
yeah, yeah,
for Ghostly Talk, that really sends the adrenaline.
Yeah, that wakes us up a little bit and tells us, hey, it's time to go to work. And when we when it's time to go to work, we usually say things like, oh, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we have such a busy night tonight. That's all I'm going to say.
We do. So let's get the whatever these things are out of the way.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff coming up. You know what? Well, yeah. Okay, corporate. Yeah, okay, corporate. You know, aside from this being a very busy show tonight, I mean, there's all types of stuff coming up down the road that we're going to be taking part of. Namely, what we've been talking about a lot lately is the CPRI First Annual Paranormal Conference.
I'm extremely excited about that.
Yeah. In case you guys haven't noticed that we talk about it every week, we're going to be there, obviously. There's some people that are going to be there that we're talking to someone tonight, as a matter of fact. It's going to be there also. We're going to get to him later. There's John Zaffis is going to be there, Mark Nesbitt. People that we've had on the show here that are going to be, you know, sitting down and, well, more probably standing up in front of billions of people talking about just the stuff that they do in their field of study. But it's going to be a whole weekend. of just working on this stuff with the CPRI people, which are great, Bobby Atrestain. We're going to have a bunch of people on in May from CPRI to kind of lead into this event that we're going to be going to. But it's a really cool thing. You guys should definitely check it out. It's what is it?
May 13th and 14th in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. It's I think didn't we have the I didn't put down the where it was actually at in Richmond, Virginia. So if you can narrow it down from there. You know, well, no, if you go to...
I figure if you get to Richmond and ask.
Well, here's our out, though. We have a big banner on the website also.
That's
right?
True.
So if you click on that thing, it'll have more information. And then you can more or less, you know, if you want to go, you can get your tickets and stuff like that. Their tickets are still being sold. It's a really great, going to be a really great event. There's going to be so many people there. And they're going to have workshops. I mean, you name it. They're going to be doing this for, like, you know, Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a totally, really cool thing. And we'll be there. If you want to come and hang out with us. Yeah, right. If you want to come and hang out with us or talk, you know, we'll be. I think we might have a little booth set up or something like that too. We're gonna work all that stuff out with Bobby, but it's gonna be a really cool thing. Definitely check it out. Are we gonna? Well, there's other stuff we need to talk about too.
I do want to let everybody know that Ghostly Talk.
Hey, we did a segue. That was awesome. We did it. We did it. Great. All right.
It was somewhat of a segue. Mm-hmm. I call it a 3 out of 10.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I do want to let everyone know that Ghostly Talk is broadcast live mm-hmm. from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday nights mm-hmm. from the haunted Warren Winery in beautiful Warren, Michigan. We're also broadcast on excellent partners and affiliates throughout the world. If you go to, for example, pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
We've been working with those guys for like almost 3 years
yeah,
now.
That's the home station.
Yeah, our home.
They're our homies.
The mothership.
And then, of course, we've got Omnisound Rail, one station, feeding other stations all over the world. Omnisound Radio 1, of course, AmnisoundRadio1.net.
We do have a list on our website you can refer to also that has all of our affiliates that are on there if you want to check them out and stuff like that. We do have a new, I think we signed up with a new affiliate this week. I'm trying to remember.
I totally forgot their name. I want to see it because I did want to ask about that. I did see it.
I'm totally blanking out right now. I totally forgot their name. What is it? Oh, yeah, yeah, Radio Enigma.
Radio Enigma. Oh, that totally rocks.
Contacted us and asked us if they could replay our broadcasts. And, you know, I'm cleared by corporate to, like, allow anybody on the planet to do that. So I'm like, absolutely. What do you need from us? So we worked it out. And, yeah, they're now part of the Ghostly Talk family or whatever you want to call it. Check them out. Really cool station. They play music. They play all types of different things along with talk.
Let's go through the list real quick. Mm-hmm. Pioneer Radio, of course, Omnisound Radio 1. Radio New York International. National, KWTF The Edge,
yes.
Riff Raff Radio, The Point 99.1 FM,
mm-hmm.
Robin Valley Community Radio out of Omaha,
Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Catnip Radio,
yeah.
Slackin' Radio,
yeah.
Bazoo,
mm-hmm.
Surge.
I haven't heard back from them yet, so I'm going to leave it up there until I hear back from them.
I wonder what happened to the
website.
Something happened,
I don't know.
Or was it Surge, not...
It was Surge.
It was Surge. The next
Kazoo, yeah.
Surge 96.3 FM.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sorry.
The website just went down.
Yeah, I haven't checked it in a couple days, but...
I don't know what's up with that, so...
In regards...
I'll keep checking every now and then.
If you listen to our breaks tonight, too, in regards to KWTF, that's the guys from the Classic Metal Show. We talk about them every week.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Super cool guys. If you listen to our break, if you actually like don't go away, like go to the bathroom or something like that when you hear a break on this show, or if you're listening to it on your iPod or something like that, if you actually listen to like the breaks we do, you're gonna hear an actual bump spot or a guest spot from Tom Araya of Slayer. And everybody's been asking me like, that's not him. Yes, it is. It really is Tom Araya of Slayer. We didn't do it, of course. I need to thank the guys over from the Classic Metal Show for doing that. They asked me if they interviewed him a couple weeks ago, and they asked me if I wanted them to have Tom do an ID for Ghostly Talk, and I'm like, oh, yeah, come on. Slayer was like my life still. Yeah, I'd really like to hear the name of our radio show come out of his mouth. So he did it. It was really cool. So if you listen close, you'll hear that. It's pretty funny. And it is actually Tom Araya from Slayer. It's, mm-hmm. it's the real guy. We got anything else going on? Anything new? Anything extreme?
I'm good. I'm excited to get the show on.
Yeah, because we got so much to cover here. I tell you what, we have him on the phone right now.
I know he's been very patient.
Very patient, I have to say. And very flexible on that, too, I have to say. Also, I need to thank Jason from Prism. And I know there's a few other people there. They're on a speakerphone, so we might be having some other people.
Awesome.
I know Jason's on the phone. Jason, are you there?
I am. How you doing?
Cool, cool. Jason, you're from a group called PRISM, which is actually, you guys are local to us, more or less. And PRISM stands for the Paranormal Researchers, and I already totally forgot it, Paranormal Researchers in Southeast Michigan. Yeah, it isn't too hard to forget once you do it a couple times, except unless you're myself. How long have you guys been doing this? How long has PRISM been in existence?
PRISM's been pretty much around since last November when all of us finally got together and did it as a group.
Okay. How many people are a part of the group now?
Right now there's six.
There's six? And, I mean, just out of curiosity, do you have people that specialize in certain things, or are you guys just kind of all, like, sharing the duties?
Right now we're all just kind of sharing the duties. I do a little bit more research. I have Gina that does more of the pictures and web maintenance and stuff for the MySpace site.
Mm-hmm.
Others, we're all just kind of trying to figure out what we're all good at.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you guys are a newer group, and what I love to talk to newer groups, people that just start, that really decide to organize like this.
The best time.
Yeah, well,
it is.
I mean,
I've been in so many groups, right?
Yeah, so have I. We've been in so many groups.
I've been
more
chewed up and spat out so many times.
it's like a trash compactor for us.
Yeah, the best time is when you've got a new group.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's all really, really into it, and they're really anxious, and you get the most stuff done.
Well, yeah, because these are all new things you want to experience.
After a couple of years, everybody's got their niches already, and it's a groove.
Well, yeah.
Right now, exciting time.
I don't want to take away from the people from Grimstone, for example. They're another Michigan group. We were just at their meeting last night. They've been operating for like 9 years almost now.
Yeah,
and they are still
doing it right.
Chris is still one of the most enthusiastic people I've
yes,
ever seen.
He is.
You know,
yes,
not
he
saying
is.
That you know that a brand new group such as PRISM, for example. You're going to have fun for 2 months, and after that, it's going to suck. No, that's not what we're saying.
No, that's not it at all.
No,
I mean,
you'll understand the craft.
But as far as, yeah, eye-opening, and, I mean, that's what I mean. It's like brand new.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, absolutely.
It's like a really exciting time.
Oh, yeah, totally. Jason.
Have you been to Warlock Willie's tree?
No, I haven't been to that guy's tree yet.
No.
Well, what I wanted to ask, Jason, actually,
wild.
What really interests me about newer groups like this nowadays is, I'm sorry, did you say something, Jason?
No.
Okay, there's a pop in the line. What it really interests me about new groups, though, nowadays is what inspired them to more or less do that? You know, I know mine was my inspiration back in the day was more or less just boredom. I just wanted to find something to do. But I'm curious to what got you guys all into this, where you actually wanted to organize a group and start, doing investigations and studying this sort of stuff.
Well, I was working with Gina. We're both paramedics. And we just started working together one day and started talking about our, how much we like paranormal and, just stuff of that nature. I didn't know there was any kind of ghost hunts or even people really even investigating this kind of stuff last year. So, she started telling me about shows she was watching and about, the West Virginia Penitentiary. And I thought it really sounded, really cool. And then her two friends, Ray and Sam, they're also really into the paranormal. So basically, I just went with them one day to the West Virginia Penitentiary and decided in, November, it's like, hey, why don't we start organizing something where we can gather research and just kind of, try to help advance the field. And then started watching Ghost Hunters thereafter and really started getting into it thinking, wow, I didn't know there was any groups doing it.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jason.
Go ahead.
That's what I said last night when I was talking. I was at the. I mentioned to you before the show. Myself and Amber were actually. We had the honor. Like we had to give us take a blood oath and all this stuff to go in there. But we actually got to go to the Grimstone, monthly meeting last night, right? Just to hang out because Chris wanted. He's like, come and hang out at the meeting, and I'd like you to talk to some of the people. Some of our members about what you guys do with Ghostly Talk. All right, cool. And we got into discussion a little bit about the show Ghost Hunters, which ironically, 8 o'clock, Mr. Grant Wilson coming on tonight.
It has been coming up more and more and more this past couple of weeks.
Well, it's going to come up a lot more tonight, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of people ask me that. They're like, well, what do you think about Ghost Hunters? And I'm like, this is like a half an hour explanation you have to go into because, more or less along the lines like Jason just said. What we've said a million times on this show, too, is just that it's inspired so many people to go out there and try this sort of thing. You know, I mean, of course you're going to have people that, you know, the first time they do it, they don't, it isn't their thing. Totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have people that it's going to be a lifelong thing for them. And it's cool to see that, again, another group that comes out. You know, I'm not, now, Jason, I'm not saying that you guys started doing this as a result of watching Ghost Hunters. I'm sure there's a lot of other reasons.
In there.
Yeah, it's part of it, and that's a really cool thing. I mean, I'm sure it inspires us in certain ways, even doing this radio show, to try new things. And what, well, it inspired us to have Jason come on. I mean, I'm sorry, Grant come on the show. So, you know, I mean, he's here. He's going to be here tonight with us. So it's really cool to hear that from people, that it's just another nail in the coffin, no pun intended. whoa, there we go.
It's a good thing I didn't take a drink.
It just reinforces our point, though. This is an inspiring show, despite what your opinions may be of, you know, how they do it or whatever. It still inspires a lot of people to go out there and try this sort of thing. Now, Jason, you guys said you went to the West Virginia State Penitentiary. Is that what you said?
Moundsville.
Yeah. Moundsville, yeah. How long ago was it? You said that was back in November?
Back in November.
How long did you guys spend there? I mean, as far as this, I don't know how they run that.
They do
there.
It similar to
they just do like an
Ohio,
all night thing,
or at least they used to. I assume it's the same. Is it one of the overnight things?
It's an all night thing. It's from basically 9 o'clock p.m. to 6 a.m. So we stayed pretty much the whole time. We just kind of skipped the tour and just went straight to ghost hunting.
That's where Polly of the mountain. Mountaineer Ghost Hunting Society. Polly had gotten that photo of the person down the hall.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I think it was a video, and no, it was a photo. I don't remember. I'd have to look. But
I know what you're talking about.
But Polly of the Mountaineer in West Virginia, she had gotten that photo, mm-hmm. just absolutely staggering photo.
Was this your guys' first investigation?
As a group, yeah, it was. They've kind of gone and investigated themselves a little bit, and I tagged along for the West Virginia one, and that was our first real one, and it was awesome.
So that sounds it sounds like that's what got you hooked, was that place right there. That's what got you into it, more or less. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that right there kind of hooked me. Now, I've kind of picked it ever since.
Now, did something happen to you that night that told you, like, this is something I really want to investigate more? Did you guys experience anything that night? A range of things, obviously. I think you know what I'm getting at. Did you guys experience anything? Okay.
That night, there was a lot of people there, so, you know, a lot of activity really wasn't happening. We ended up staying in the Sugar Shack, I think it was. It was already really cold there, and, you know, we're just kind of all just sitting around, just waiting, you know, just kind of waiting for something to happen with cameras in hand. And if you've ever been in the Sugar Shack, it's basically like a basement. There's no windows, no drafts or anything capable of going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt a really, really cold blast, kind of, you know, way colder than what it was in there. And our temperature gauge said it was 47 degrees in there. And the temperature gauge dipped, and I just went up and took a picture just in the general direction which way the breeze was going.
Mm-hmm.
And got a great picture of a figure standing in the doorway entering into the Sugar Shack. With the room, you know, it kind of looked maybe a little fogged up a little bit, and a definite clear figure in the doorway. And I tried to redo the picture a million times from the same spot, and I just couldn't get
the
same picture. And that right there just kind of, that was probably our first real picture as a group.
When you get a shot like that, especially if it's like your first like investigation, I can see how that would put the hook in you. You know? I know the first couple of investigations I went on myself, I mean, we got a lot of, you know, now that I'm the seasoned, experienced ghost hunter that I am now, you know, we got a lot of orb shots and stuff like that. Since then, I look at them and go, you know, I don't know if that really held anything. But back then, it was exciting, like Doug was saying. I mean, it's a whole new experience for you guys, and it's exciting. It's a lot of fun, especially if you do shoot a picture and manage to see something that looks anomalous like that.
Hey, Jason, how many people did they let in, or how many people were on the ghost hunt there?
Normally, it's supposed to be 50, but this was the last ghost hunt of the year, and I think they had a mix-up, and I believe they had about 75 people there
mm-hmm.
that night.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little crowded, but other than that, when Ray, Sam, and Gina went before, there was 50 people in there, and they had, you know, it was great for them. They caught another picture when they went last time, or the time before we went, and they loved it.
How long does it take to get there from here?
From here, about 4 hours. About 4 hours,
give or take,
depending on how fast you drive. If you're Gina, probably about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, we got some of them.
No, I'm reformed now.
We got Bonnie.
We got Bonnie still, but I can't do that no more. I'm reformed by the state of Michigan, so
I do
the speed limit.
Yes,
I set the cruise
door
where the speed limit is, and I just leave it there. I know we've knocked the idea around a lot of times here about actually going to Moundsville. We've had people say, hey, like, come on down. It's just been a matter of logistics trying to get down there for all of us to like get the time off of work and whatnot. It's been a place we've wanted to go to forever, though. I know we've talked about it, Doug. And,
I know. But I think everybody should go to. I know her name's Polly Gear.
Yeah, Polly Gear. Yeah.
I don't remember. It's like Mountain Ghost Hunter Society or Mountaineer Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Google her and look at that photo. It's on their website. Of the figure.
I
wonder if it's similar to what you're talking about. Do you have that photo up on your MySpace?
I do. If you go to the Prism MySpace, we do have that photo there.
Can you go to that?
That black figure has been, the picture's been taken actually multiple times in different areas. I believe off of Majda's website, you can also see a couple other pictures of a black figure that's semi-like that, and that's the most commonly photographed picture there.
Oh, no kidding. We're actually at your site right now, which I'll give that out to everybody. It's myspace.com/PRISEM. So just go to myspace.com and then put a slash and then put PRISEM. And you can see this picture that we're referring to right now.
You have to log in?
I'm
logging in as we speak.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You can't even view pictures. What's the world coming
no,
to?
No, you can't do. You can't look at the
actual photos
unless you can see like the main photo, but
uh-huh.
not the rest of them. Here
we go. Are we logged in now?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hush falls over the radio.
Well, yeah. Emo kid.
It's gotta be this one. With.
It isn't that one. That first one. That's the brown lady.
Right. That's the brown lady. But this one is it's in like. Is it looking at a doorway with yellow up at the top of it, and it does look kind of diffused, or is that what the Sugar Shack looks like?
The Sugar Shack looks like it's been beaten up. The penitentiary, I don't think, has been used for 10 years, and definitely the upkeep looks like it. You know, it's pretty beaten up.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little doorway going under, underground into this little basement, pretty much. But also in the Sugar Shack, Sam also had an experience when they went before. It was pretty hot out. I guess it was in the summer, and she felt something touch her down there, and mm-hmm. her shoulder was ice cold. That's in the same room that we took that picture in.
Oh, wow. And that's in the Sugar Shack, you said?
Yes.
I'm trying to see.
I'm sorry. That's the hole. The picture, if you see on the Prism site with the green... The green picture looks like it's night vision. That's the Sugar Shack.
Ah, the night vision one. Okay.
And we're looking again.
Yeah, a hush falls over the internet. Very interesting. And did you guys last all night? What time did you guys leave the hunt?
Yeah, I think I'm leaving about 5:30. It was pretty cold that night.
And
it was
what
really
time,
cold.
What time did most of the other people leave?
Actually, everybody was pretty much troopers. I mean, there was some people scatting out, but other than that, it pretty much remained a full house all night.
Well, I know when we do our Mansfield thing, it's like you'll get half the crew that drops off about 10 p.m. they're finished, man.
The pizza party.
They come for the food, obviously. They come to eat.
And then that's about it. They're pooped out.
I know we've done those. Well, that one actually starts the Mansfield Reformatory one, Jason, if you guys are interested in going to that. Doesn't that start at like 8 o'clock? You sign in at 7 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock you get the riot act, and then they take you on a tour.
Well, that's how it used to be.
Okay.
to be.
All right.
Now you sign in around 7, mm-hmm. and then at 8 o'clock you have to walk around the building with the lights on.
Yeah, yeah.
With folks for a while.
So you don't kill yourself.
And then they turn the lights out, and then you go at it. But yeah, it used to be, all right, go. We're going to be talking to Dr. Ken soon, aren't we?
Yes, we are. He's coming up, I think, in April.
Oops.
Let the cat out of the bag. Scoop him up, everybody else. That's cool. Now, yeah, I think we'll be talking to Dr. Ken, who's a good friend. He's a friend of the show. It's just he's a very, very busy guy.
Oh, he is.
And
definitely.
He's sometimes he's hard to get a hold of, but we've known him for a long time now. Yeah, he'll be coming out. He's from Mansfield Reformatory, actually.
We met him at Mansfield. Yeah, have you heard? You've heard of Mansfield, right? Mansfield Reformatory.
That's actually the next trip we're planning now is to go back to Mansfield.
It's an amazing place.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
We haven't been to Moundsville ourselves, so we can't tell you relative sizes, but I can tell you Mansfield is huge.
And we're definitely looking forward to that one. We're kind of hoping to go to the Mansfield and then go to the penitentiary, hopefully with some newer people to the group. It's a great place.
I've kind of into it before I started hearing about or seeing weird, well, not really seeing, but, seeing photos of, all this wild stuff. I just kind of eased my way into it and just worked on cemeteries. I think it's good for people just to go in there and really experience these things, too, nowadays, especially with there's so many places to go to. And these are public areas, too, Doug. I know that's your favorite thing in the whole world.
Yep.
Is that the public hunt, where you can pay, you pay a few dollars for, this is the majority of the money for these things usually goes to restoring these buildings and keeping them erected.
That's what they're doing.
For sure.
They're raising money for that. Hey, Jason, more local to home, because everybody knows Ghostly Talks in Southeast Michigan, and you are the paranormal researchers in Southeast Michigan. what's your favorite haunting around here that you've heard of?
Around here, Eloise seems to be, growing up as a kid in the Garden City, Dearborn area, Eloise has always seemed to have a fascination for me. I don't know about Sam. Sam, what's your favorite?
Guide Road.
The Guide Road Cemetery that seems to be a lot of air about it.
Mm-hmm.
Those seems to be right now basically the kind of two areas of interest.
Hang on a second. Will, fill us in on this.
What's Guide Road?
Guide Road.
There's not really much about it. All it says is noises and stuff are heard.
That's all it says on
Guide Road?
I'll bring it up.
What are the legends surrounding that? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no problem. There's a couple of legends. One we kind of dispelled to, the typical moving car theory where you hear kids and they push your car along.
Mm-hmm.
That the road's pretty much on a hill. But just going in, we haven't received any actual, proof or any recordings here. Haven't been able to record anything. It's just, you see stuff type deal.
Mm.
It's definitely some place that we'd like to investigate more. We actually just did maybe an official hunt yesterday for the first time.
What's it say on the S-Word website?
Well, wait till you hear this.
Okay, all right.
Canton Guide Road.
All right.
Reports of whispers heard and cars being pushed.
Pretty in-depth.
That's the entire paragraph.
The people from Prism might be able to add something to that someday.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, keep investigating, because as you investigate, you never know. You might be able to submit a report to
the S-Word website.
Why are we calling it
the Shadowlands
S-word
website?
It's Shadowlands. That's where everybody goes for all this stuff.
Yeah. I would definitely check into that. I'm sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
Sam actually has a couple or two experiences from there. Go ahead, Sam.
It's more, the paragraphs are really small because it's mostly stories from kids that do it because they say it's creepy, so they go.
Uh-huh.
And there are multiple times in the last few months. And at one point, my friend rolled down the window in the back of the car, and my windows have always been perfectly fine. And my window just stopped working, and it still doesn't work to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I decided I actually wanted to go inside the cemetery. And I put brand new batteries inside my flashlight, and I walked in, I took three steps, and my batteries just died. My entire flashlight just went out. So that piqued our interest to do more study on that cemetery.
That tends to be something that's becoming more and more common.
That kind of phenomena is associated with hauntings.
I tell you what.
We're from last, we took a fully charged digital camera there, and we went in, and it only took a couple of steps. We went to go start flashing some pictures, and the battery started flashing like it was dying on that one too. That could be something to it.
We've had that happen to all of us.
Yeah, we call it equipment failure. We hollered out almost every hunt.
Yeah, you hear something. My camera stopped working. Equipment failure. What's going on here? Tell you what, though, guys, we got to go to break, though. We want to thank you for coming on the show and being so flexible with us also. I know it was kind of a hectic week trying to get things worked out with the schedule.
They're not on from the whole hour?
No, we're only doing a half an hour. We have Dave coming on now.
Oh, bummer.
We got a million people coming on here.
Yeah, that's true.
This is our show. Thanks for coming on the show, though, guys. We really appreciate it. And definitely keep in touch with us, too. If there's anything that comes up about Guide Road, for example, get a hold of us, and we'll have you come back on the show. And you
or
can
anything. Any of your haunts and things that you do, let us know. Keep informed.
Definitely, guys. We really had a good time doing the show. Good. We appreciate it, and keep doing the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Sam.
See you guys later.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, let's take a quick break here.
Awesome.
No, yeah, I'm told you, we squeezed it today. We're doing like a week's worth of work here.
Okay.
In one show.
Well, then, that was absolutely amazing. I have to thank Prism and Jason and Sam for coming on and sharing their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that we were going bang, bang, bang.
We're flying through.
Well, let's do it. chop, chop, everybody.
Yeah, let's move. Places, everybody. Let's go.
We're going to be efficient, fast, and furious. So
let's take a break.
Let's cue the commercial. Well, it's not a commercial, but, you know, cue the break.
Cue the deer.
That's right.
Business as usual in the apocalypse, and business is good. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Snowball, net call, check. Operation. Quad, sink. Impact, at minus 146 days. 5 hours.
Hey, I'm Yuri Geller, and right now I am transmitting a thought into your mind. Can you feel it? Yes, it is my website, www.urigeller.com. And guess what? I love Ghostly Talk. These guys, Scott, Doug, and Will, are supernaturally great.
Growing interest in the world of the unknown on TV, the movies and literature building each day, Dave and Tim decided to bring their unique views and experiences to the radio. Dave has had an active interest in the paranormal since early in his childhood when he was visited by the spirit of his deceased grandmother. Continued activity and experiences has kept this passion alive. So we contacted Mr. Dave Schrader of Darkness on the Edge of Town at www.darknessradio.com and thought we'd invite him on and see what's going on.
Well, it's always cool to see other shows. Like, we, you know, when we started doing this thing back in the day, that was one of the things we wanted to see happen was, hey, let's, it'd really be cool to see other shows on the same subject matter kind of like popping up besides Coast to Coast AM, right?
I've said that. Every opportunity. I want to see more paranormal programming.
Absolutely.
I want to see more paranormal podcasts. Mm-hmm. I want to see more paranormal radio. I want to, well, here, I guess. Anything paranormal, I want it on the radio, on TV, in print.
In media.
I want it all over the place. And Darkness on the Edge of Town
is a show that's doing that.
Awesome.
We're really excited to have David on the show. How are you doing tonight, David?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on tonight, guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, we've been meaning to do this for a while. I know we kind of had a snafu with the back and forth on the email stuff. We talked about that last weekend. We finally got pulled together here, and we're really happy to have you on. How long have you guys, I know roughly, when did you guys actually start the show up, like your first broadcast?
January 1st of 2006 was our first broadcast.
So you guys started like New Year's Day. You guys just came out of the gates, and you've been going ever since. That's totally cool.
Yeah, exactly. We started off with Jason Hawes from Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Now, how do you start?
Hey, now this is
that's like, pretty awesome right there.
Yeah, that's quite
it took
a,
us like 4 years
start.
To get somebody like Grant on the show. These guys, they have their first show. That's totally cool.
I got pictures of Jason in compromising positions.
Oh, that would do it. Yeah.
Although, let me tell you, when he's dressed like Little Bo Peep, he has great legs.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask him about that in May when we see him. We'll be
yeah,
like,
we're
hey,
going to see him in May. We'll
I got some pictures here that Dave sent me, and I'm just curious, you know, what's this all about? I mean, is this some type of artistic expression you have going here? What's happening?
Well, you know, what was funny is I went to the Penn State Conference in October.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a great paranormal conference, and you know, Jason and Grant were there, and I had been corresponding with Jason for quite a while since the show started, and that was my chance to go out and meet him, and we really hit off and became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a great group of people there, all of the speakers I got a chance to hang out with and talk to, and when I came back, my friend Tim, who's my co-host and producer on the show,
mm-hmm.
said to me, hey, you know, the station I'm working for is looking to fill in programming. And I said, why don't we do a radio show? We've done one together in college, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it might be a great idea. He said, yeah, well, what's your topic? I said, why don't we do paranormal? I've got the contacts for it. And he said, well, could you book enough shows?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you go talk to your manager, and I'll call the people I know. And he came back and said, well, the station manager said if we can book a show, you know, book a couple of good shows. And I said, well, I've already got us booked through the end of February.
That's how it works.
That's the way
to
do it.
Yeah, it was just that quick. So, you know, we were lucky enough to get people like, and I know you're familiar with the names, Rosemary Ellen Guiley.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Right. She's a great lady that was at Penn State. I had John Zaffis on the show.
Oh, yeah. Another great guy.
You know, a couple of the different, each month, one of the different Ghost Hunters has been kind enough to come on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a nice
Yeah, we had run into Rosemary at the
Mothman Festival
a couple of years.
She was actually sitting right across from us.
Yeah, we got to throw paper airplanes.
Yeah, we were throwing stuff at her the whole
great.
Time.
Yeah, she's so proper and neat and cool.
And then we are without.
And we were, you know, we were obviously the class clowns.
Yeah.
And she's got you guys fooled.
Yeah.
I've got pictures of her dancing on the table. How do you think I got her to come on my show?
We got to go to the Penn Con.
I know.
That's right.
I know. This sounds like that's where all the action's at. Well, I know, like I said, you guys started out strong. I mean, and it sounds like, you know, as you were telling us, you know, how things got started, how you guys got the ball rolling with the show, I think back to when we started this show, and I'm like, God, we were, like, so unorganized.
I don't know.
We were organized, but we were just, like, you know, we were like, okay, let's just try.
Well, that was the initial concept
for
Ghostly Talk was, okay, we're going to turn on mics and talk about the paranormal.
Yeah, I don't even think we ever talked about having guests on the show. That wasn't even an objective for, like, the first year, I think.
No. Not the entire first year.
But then we found out that we just come in contact with so many fascinating people. Right? Why wouldn't you have them come on? You know, it's just another like the last half an hour with the prison people.
Right.
Another group out there adding to the body of information. You see, you know what I'm saying? That's really important, I think. Especially with other shows like your show, Dave. We have all these shows out there now that are adding to this body of information, and I think that's really, really important. Why not? It's a really great thing to do that.
Exactly, and I agree. I mean, that's, you know, I've had a lot of people that will contact me on places like MySpace or my Paraspace.
Mm-hmm.
And when they hear that I'm either talking about your radio show on my show or that I'm going to be a guest on your show, they're like, what the hell? You guys are competitors. I said, no, we're not. Because I honestly believe you guys could have Rosemary Ellen Guiley on your show this week. I could have her next week.
Mm-hmm.
Night Watch could have her on the week after.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd all get different approaches because we all have different facets that we're interested in.
We're different people. Mm-hmm. We're completely different people. And, yeah, I mean, we've heard the same thing, too. You know, we laugh about it so hard. We laugh about it because it's like, well, yeah, like you just said, Dave, well, we're competitive. No, we don't look at it that way.
I don't compete with anybody.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I can't, you know, let's just be honest with each other.
Having fun. This is my hobby.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And let's be honest. How much money are we making doing this?
None. So there we go.
We do.
You guys need a better agent. I'm pulling down six figures for a 2-hour show a week.
Bummer.
We're doing this because we like to do it. So what's the, you know, what's the purpose of stressing yourself out over something like
exactly.
that? We don't need to. It's goofy, right? And I think it's really cool to find people. You know, the rarest of breeds right there. I mean, a paranormal talk show host. It's not a very common type personality trait you're going to have. So in my small sense of logic that I have, I think that the people that were into that same sort of thing that I do and Doug does and Will does, I'm going to like them. I'm going to love them because they're like me. That's cool, right? So, yeah, I mean, we've heard a lot of the same stuff, too. And we're like, no, you know, these guys, they got a really cool show. I like to listen to their show. I like to listen to your show, Dave. It's really important, too. And my point is, like I said before, every show that comes out there starts doing this thing, whether it's a podcast or an internet broadcast or, you know, whatever it may be. If it isn't, you know, if you're on FM, you know, AM, whatever it is, it's adding to the body of the information out there. Just getting these names out there, getting this information out there. And that's the most important thing, not who has the most listeners, whatever.
Oh, sure. Rub it in that you're on the air. Just because I sit in a closet with a microphone and talk to nobody.
What are we doing? You think I'm not in a closet right now?
Yeah.
Don't let anybody fool you. This is still a pretty basic setup.
Well, you know, if you want to come out of the closet on national radio, you go ahead and do it. I'm here to support you, man.
I've done it time and time again. Don't worry.
See, and that's my whole show. We're trying to go at a totally different angle of the paranormal. We're covering paranormal pornography.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about sex with ghosts and demons. So, you guys haven't even covered yet.
That was actually we did. We did that a long time ago.
Two and a half years ago.
We did Incubus and Succubus.
Well, yeah, and we'll have to get. We should get Dave in contact with Brick Hardrod, that porn star.
Oh yes, the porno star.
We should have
Brick Hardrod.
We'll get you in contact with Brick Hardrod, the porn star we had on the show.
He's into the paranormal too. He's been on our show before, and he was.
I don't actually want to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
I'll listen to your guys' show. I'll defer that one to you.
But he was on our show when we talked about Incubus and Succubus, and I thought for sure.
Mm-hmm.
that this was going to be the show. I was so paranoid.
I thought we were
going to
get kicked off the internet.
Yeah, I thought that was a, you know, we'll have the ATF or something, you know, on our doorstep.
It ended up being a great time. It ended up being a great time.
Yeah, and we ended up having a really good time and learning a lot and having fun. But
yeah.
But I was pretty sure that we were going to get some negative reaction, but everybody reacted positive.
I think the only reaction we had was, who's this Brick Hardrod guy?
Yeah.
I thought this was a show about ghost hunting. What the hell are we talking about porno and incubus stuff? What's going on here?
Well, for those of you interested, Nicky Knockers will be on my show next week. Talking about haunted
reviews. I'll be listening to that.
Yeah.
I'll be listening to that for sure.
You know, it's funny. Everybody wants a webcam for that episode.
Ironically, yeah. Everybody's requesting the web. See, people asked us to do a webcam like God.
Oh, well, in our first
back
year,
in like 1827, and we're like, no, you don't want to see us, man. You really, if you see
have
us,
a good face for radio. That's
yeah,
what I
that's,
tell
that's exactly what we say. We're like, we have great faces for radio. That's why you don't want to look at us, you know?
Right,
that's right.
And the pictures we put up on the website, we screen those, each single picture, to make sure it's the right pose, like it's the right side of our face. You can't see the double chin or something like that. You just want to make sure that those pictures look really good of us, the still shots. Video,
yep.
Forget it. You can't control that. No way
that's
am
right.
I doing that. No, it will not happen. No, this is. I mean, we have a really cool show, by the way. I've been wanting to tell you that, Dave. We really enjoy listening to your show. I mean, if we can let this out, I don't know if we can say this or not. Do you have any other people you have planning on coming up down the road?
Oh, or is it big secret? Like,
is it a big secret?
I absolutely.
You know what? And I've mentioned to you guys and my buddy Todd Sheets over at Nightwatch John Savage over at Prime Podcast. You know, if there's ever a guest that you see on my list, feel free to contact me, and I'll give you the contact information, because, again, I do believe that we're going to all ask a few of the same questions, but we all come at it from a different angle.
Yeah, totally.
Different interests in the paranormal. Yeah, I've got my list up. Everybody that I book is up on my website at darknessradio.com.
Yeah.
If you click on the show tab, it'll show you a list of who's coming up. We've got, actually, this evening, we have got Lloyd Auerbach who will be on with us for our second hour, and my special co-host for the night will be Steve from Ghost Hunters.
Okay.
So he'll be co-hosting with me for that. And then next week, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, and I feel bad. Oh, I've got Chris Whitting from the show Dead Famous.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Right, and then we've got, and he's going to be sharing his stories about going and investigating all these paranormal spots where the famous people have been in their lives or died, and the great information they've been able to get up. Then in April, I've got, the second week, we've got Grant, who you guys have on this evening.
Right.
Grant will be with us for the first hour, then Jason will be joining him for the second hour of the show. You know, so we've got it pretty nicely spread out. We've got Rosemary Ellen Guiley coming back on in May.
She's a lot of fun.
Jeff Ballinger, you know, a lot of the names that are very familiar to your listeners. So
Totally.
Check it out. We've always got something new coming up.
What time do you come on again? I just want to get that out there, everybody.
We're on from 10 p.m. Central Time to midnight.
Mm-hmm. And that's Central Time, you said? So that would be
that's right, Central Time. 11, so that's an hour behind you guys.
Yeah, that'd be 11 to 1.
That's right.
Our time. I think I got that right.
So pretty much immediately following Full Moon Radio.
Full Moon Radio. So now you get the power block Sunday night.
Right.
That's right. Pop, pop, power, paranormal radio.
We used to do that back in the day when early days of Pioneer.
Ghost hunting Sundays.
Sure. Yeah, we used to have from like 4 p.m. to like the next day, like 4 p.m. like 4 p.m. Sunday to like 4 p.m. Monday. We had like nothing but like different ghost hunting shows
all the time.
Yeah, it was you didn't want to watch The Simpsons or Cops or anything like that Sunday night. You'd listen to all our shows on Sunday nights. So yeah, 11, Eastern time, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. That'd be Central Time. You said 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. At least I'm going to try to convert this in my head to California. What?
In California, it's 8 to 10.
Yeah, 8 to 10.
There we go.
I know that
conversion thing.
I can't do it, man. And then when you start
standard mountain.
Well, when you start trying to do the Australia thing too, like we had Wendy on.
Well, if you live in Rwanda,
there's Indiana time, which is all screwed up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just don't get it. But so okay. You're obviously into the paranormal. You're obviously also a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you into the paranormal? We heard about the broadcasting part. What about the paranormal part? What's your favorite stuff?
Well, you know, that's hard to pin down. I'm interested in all facets of the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I blanket a lot under paranormal, too, with, you know, ghosts, Bigfoot, UFOs, mm-hmm. all that stuff. I'm just interested in the stuff I don't know anything about. I've had experiences happen to me. paranormal experiences. They started when I was a little guy. I was about two and a half, and my grandmother passed away, and she came to visit me shortly after her death and read to me. I was able to describe to my mom the next day what she'd been wearing, and that she was kind of silly and told us she loved us, and my mom was trying to convince me it was just a dream. However, I seem to have described to a T what she was buried in,
mm-hmm.
and it was a closed casket. The only two people that knew what she was buried in were my aunt and my grandfather.
Okay.
So I described that. Then my grandmother also called my aunt on the phone once or twice after she passed away. So, I mean, I've had that kind of experience touched on in my life. Then when my son was born, my oldest son, who's 18 years old now, we had an at-home birth. And it turned out the baby was going to be breached, so we were standing up to deliver the baby, and I stood behind my girlfriend. She had her arms draped over my arms, and she'd kick up her legs, and I kind of was there to be her balance.
This is for real, man? You had an at-home birth like that?
And she, yeah, that's right.
Your girlfriend was standing?
Yep, she stood with her arms up, and I kind of looked like a goalpost behind her. She had her arms draped over mine. And she'd drop her weight. Well, I just had major knee surgery the month before.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as she told me, you know, now I'd lock up and I'd be fine. Well, one time she came out of a huge, contraction. And then I started to relax and she dropped into another one and I started going backwards.
Uh-oh.
And I got, you know, to this queer angle and it felt like somebody grabbed me from underneath both my armpits and stood me straight back up.
Oh, wow.
Well, I didn't really, you know, I thought, oh, my back must have tensed and that's all it was. But then I remember this really overpowering flowery smell. My mom was in the room, my aunt was in the room, all these people, and after the baby was born, my mom took me aside and she said, how did you pull yourself back up? You look like you were going to hit the ground. I said, I don't know. I said, my back locked up. I said, it felt like somebody grabbed me under my armpits and stood me up.
Oh my God.
My mom said, well, that's what it looked like. And she goes, did you smell anything after that? And I
oh
said,
my goodness.
Yeah, I smelled like a perfumey flowery smell, and I said, I thought maybe somebody knocked over some perfume on the dresser. She goes, no, I think that was your grandmother's perfume I smelled.
Oh,
and then my aunt took me aside a little later and gave me the same question and answer deal. And, you know, so all three of us experienced the smell and watching me go from a 90-degree angle back up straight up and down.
So it looked like the appearance was that they, well, maybe they saw something like, I'm sure you were wearing a shirt at the time. They may have saw the...
Well, they didn't really see anything on that. They just saw me go because, remember, she was standing in front of me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She was kind of blocking. All they saw was me going backwards and all of a sudden stopping. Like somebody caught me,
okay.
Pushing me straight back upright.
Oh my goodness!
And so yeah, it was kind of crazy. So we, you know, I've just had little experiences like that throughout my life. You know, that really kind of intrigued me into the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
Seen some crazy things that I couldn't explain, and heard crazy things I couldn't explain, and you know, just after all these experiences, it just kept me, you know, interested in the paranormal. And, I've, you know, when Ghost Hunters came on, I know your last guest from Prism was talking about Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
That really kind of re-inspired me into looking into it, and I wanted to join a group.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no groups that would return my calls here in Minnesota.
<Uh-oh>.
Now that I have a radio show, they all return my calls.
Yeah.
But, you know, I met the guys from Ghost Hunters. And got all this stuff started, and they just kind of reinvigorated my interest in the paranormal. I'm actually a staff writer on their magazine, which is Taps Paramag.
Taps Paramag,
yeah,
very cool magazine.
And for those of you that are interested in ordering that, you can go to tapsparamag.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole magazine dedicated to the paranormal, and there are articles in the magazine from great writers from all over, and you even get some of the guys from the show that write articles for
mm-hmm.
it. So it's a really nice little paranormal magazine you can pick up, and you can sign up for it at tapsparamag.com.
Mm, definitely. It's something that I've seen it a couple of times myself, and it's a very, very cool magazine. And then there's, yeah, I know that was mentioned that somebody mentioned that you, Dave, you're a staff writer, or is that your title? Is that your official title from that? Is it a staff writer?
Well, yeah, I tried to go for Lord and Master of All I Survey, but all they give me is staff writer. I said, how about Hunky Bald Guy? They said, no, sorry, Jason's got that one.
Well, you know, the big thing you said earlier, a really interesting thing, and, you know, when Doug asked you, like, you know, what's the most, what really interests you as far as, you know, the paranormal concerns, I think a lot of us started out the same way. We I know myself, I was interested in ghost hunting and looking for, you know, looking for ghosts and stuff like that. And I know as far, you know, as I've progressed, and a lot of us have progressed, it really turns into this thing where, yeah, it is the paranormal. I mean, I don't really refer to myself as a ghost hunter anymore. I refer to myself as a paranormal investigator because there's so much stuff out there to really investigate besides ghosts. Even though that's the cream of the crop. That's our bread and butter here.
You know, I'm the type of paranormal investigator that I like to investigate via the radio show. I don't know much about investigations. That's why I have my guests on to talk about it, so they can actually teach us. Because truthfully, you know, I'm a 6'1", 250-pound guy. I'm no little tyke. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that I want to go on a ghost hunt. I've been on a couple little investigations.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the day I actually hear the moan in my ear, you know, they're going to be cleaning up the pile off the floor. And they're going to have that cut out of me in the wall like on the cartoons, because I'm going to be out of there.
And they're going to have photos then of you that they could be like, I remember this. This is going on the internet.
Wait a minute. That's why, like we said before, we bring a lot of guests on now, because they are the people that are, I mean, and Doug says this all the time, and I love.
I just said it the other day in the bathroom.
Yeah, I love quoting Doug.
Wait a minute, what are we talking about?
I don't know, yeah.
What
was it you were saying?
Well, Doug envies the people like Mike Nesbitt, for example, who have spent we're talking years.
Pat Fitzhugh, Mark Nesbitt.
Yeah, people like that on one thing, like one topic. Like, you know,
right. Bill Nell.
You know, Bill Nell, yeah, another great example, where, you know, and we've always found doing Ghostly Talk that, you know, we have a great time doing it, we love doing it, but every week you just get slammed with all this different information, and sometimes it's hard to differentiate stuff, so you become a jack-of-all-trades, master of none, which is, that's the path we chose.
That's the way my life ended up. But that's the way... I honor and recognize and am jealous of the folks who have become experts.
Absolutely.
Or as close to, you know, a degreed expert or whatever as you can.
Yeah,
probably find, too, as you read the books, you know, that you get from your authors, what might be your favorite topic this week, you read about, and then you're like, holy crap, that's amazing. I got to know more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I've loved about this, is finding out. I like the stuff where there's some proof positive. I like EVPs. I don't believe most of what I see on TV. Because it can be faked, and unfortunately, you don't know. That was one cool thing I've been on. I got to go on a ghost investigation with Lou Gentile.
How awesome.
Okay. At the Penn State Conference. And, you know, he claims he can get EVPs everywhere he goes. Well, I wanted to see it. So we all were huddled around the guy in these two haunted spots, and he had the little micro cassette recorder, digital recorder, and it would blink when nobody would talk, and then it would go solid when they would. And we'd ask questions and then, you know, listen. The one place we were definitely getting something, but you couldn't hear it. The next place we went, we were getting all kinds of EVPs, and, you know, most of them were pretty quiet, but the two were just crazy. You know, somebody asked, were you married? And another person asked, did you live here?
Mm-hmm.
When you play them back, when you hear, did you live here, you hear that clear.
Right.
And
then
the funny one was when they said, were you married, you hear, God, blanket. And it was so clear. It wasn't like that garbly EVPs you hear everywhere that's kind of like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Oh, did you hear that? I didn't hear that. It sounded like your stomach.
He just recited the Declaration of Independence. Didn't you hear that?
Yes, exactly.
I've heard people tell me that.
I buried Paul. But with this, I got to actually witness it and hear it. And, you know, hear this ghost swears at us. And I was like, holy crap, I was actually here for this. This is no way for anybody to tuck in a sound or, you know, and it was dead silent in the room. And it was just amazing. So that's always been of interest to me. I'd really like to hear the thing after I leave the place on my safety of the recorder. you know, my family won't let me record EVPs at home because, well, frankly, none of us want to know if there's really a ghost here. You know, we might hear things.
If you gather up a team of, like, you know, kids, maybe 18, probably 17 to probably 21, and pay them $5 or whatever, they can always just take a tape recorder, run into a cemetery, tape for 15, 20 minutes, and then run back and hand you the tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have your investigations go that way. And then that way you don't have to actually be there.
That's how we've been doing it like that for years.
Yeah, that's how you guys do it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how
we do it. But then I'd be getting EVPs, and I'd just be hearing the kids going, poopy.
Yeah. Cafeteria lady sucks.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, we started this thing with sex, and I think we're going to end it with that too.
Yeah,
we're
starting that way.
That was totally cool. We do have to run, Dave. Unfortunately, we have to get out of
here.
Well, thanks for coming on. You know,
thanks for having me on. And remember, everybody tune in to Darkness Radio tonight from 10 to midnight Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that at darknessradio.com. Guys, you're great. I appreciate your show. Thanks for having me on.
No,
thanks,
thank
Dave.
You for coming on.
Say hi to Tim for us.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll do. Take
care. Soon. Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Hilarious.
Awesome.
Really fun guy. Fun guy. Great show.
Absolutely.
I encourage everybody to go check those
guys out.
Darkness
on the Edge of Town at darknessradio.com.
Why don't we take a break? We got so much more work to do tonight.
I'm going to go lay down.
I think, you know what, last night, I think the bladder fairy took my large, manly bowling ball, bowling bag size bladder out and replaced it with this little, like, thimble size one. Because for some reason, I just can't.
That was not a long time ago.
Well, yeah, I do. I remember
riding with you down to wherever we were going, and we had to stop like 8 times.
That's because I was pounding coffee. That's why. I got to stop doing that. That's what I was doing all day today, too. Let's take a quick break, though. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back after this.